is a job. These are very coveted jobs by the different offices or labs in the college because, for example, let's say you're earning $10 an hour on this job. The mm-hmm. government is paying 80% of that. So the school is only having to pay $2. So naturally, the lab would like to have you. And the lab would much rather have a student with work study than one without work study because it costs them a lot less. The government is paying the, you know, the lion's portion of the job. And then these are jobs right on campus, and this is just like any other job. You get paid, and that's part of your money, part of your financial
money. So what she's basically saying is that the lower class can basically for free or close to go to college. But how do you go about this? I mean, isn't it incredibly difficult to sign for all the waivers and do everything, you know?
Yeah, well, it would be unreasonable for me to say that it's easy because, you know, once you get used to it, of course it's easy, but now, if you're going to a public school, most public schools have college counselors to help, and then a student just goes into the college office and asks for waivers. In some cases, a student is going to a private school or to a school where the college counselor is very busy and doesn't have time for the C student or something like that. And in those cases, there are really many other opportunities to get help, to get free help with going to college. Now, there are also, of course, college counselors, the private ones that charge money, but for students that don't have money to pay for those private counselors, there are many opportunities to get free assistance. For example, let's say you want to go to a Cal State. You think that your first choice school is Cal State someplace. You can contact the EOP. The student can contact the EOP office at that college and say, I need help. I need help filling out my application. I need help with my SAT. I need help with whatever, my application for college. And they give workshops there, and they are very happy to help students with any part of the application process. Now, that's not only true at Cal State. It's the same with the UCs. The UC, if you wanted to, for instance, go to UCLA, or almost any UC, UCLA, since it's the local school, would be the one you'd probably want to go to for help. You wouldn't, you know, want to travel to Berkeley, to Santa Barbara for help. But UCLA, the office of AAP, that's an office on the UCLA campus, would be happy to help students who want to apply to any UC. And with the private colleges, most of the private colleges in this area are happy to help. They give workshops on how to fill out the financial aid forms, how to apply. They do all of this for students who are thinking of applying to their school. Now, with the private schools, you wouldn't just go out to Occidental or Loyola or USC and say, please help me, I'm planning to go to UCLA. You know, but I plan to apply here, and I want to get help. Then you would be invited to a workshop to help you fill things out.
Well, are these helpers like, aren't they swamped with kids asking for this, or kids just don't know?
You know, interestingly, they're not swamped. Unfortunately, I should say they're not swamped because in many cases, students just don't know that they can go to these. Even the junior colleges have these workshops. Almost every college, every junior college has financial aid workshops because the main form that students have to fill out to get grants is known as the FAFSA, which stands for the free application for student aid. But it's known as the FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A. The acronym is used so much that one forgets the actual words that go with it. But the FAFSA, there's almost no college that doesn't have workshops to help students fill out the form. If your local high school doesn't have such a thing, and almost every local high school does, but in some private schools they don't because they don't, you know, some are small and they don't have enough of a faculty or enough opportunity to have a counselor who works specifically or uniquely with college. So for that type of student, in some cases you can get help from the local high school. If you're going to a private school, you can go over to the local public school and ask for help, but many of the local public schools are not too anxious to help you since they have their own students.
Yeah.
So probably you'd be better off, if that's your situation, by going to the local college or the college that you're thinking of applying to, one of them.
Huh, so all you have to do is go to the college, ask them, and they'll file
Well, you probably
everything.
Should call, because they don't have these workshops every day.
Okay.
For example, some of them actually give workshops, most of them give workshops in January and February, because these forms, the financial aid forms, are usually due March 2nd. So they give these workshops in January and February, and they set them up so that they're maybe every second week or every week, depends on the school, you need to call.
I see.
Know, to check. But there are a lot of people to help you, and it's true, it's difficult going through the forms, and you have to have determination and the willingness to call and to ask questions. And, you know, if you don't have an older brother or sister to help you in your first generation college, many of these workshops are really given primarily for first generation college students. Those who don't have a parent who, you know, is familiar with the forms.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, so these are for low income, but what about the middle class? What are they, what should they just go the way of the private, or go and try and get the free stuff, or what should they do?
Well, you know, middle class is a very relative term. We all know what poverty means because there are poverty guidelines, and we see tables, and they say if you earn below this, you're poverty. And probably upper class also depends on how much you earn, what you consider upper class. You know, if you're earning $50,000, maybe you think $250,000 sounds upper class. If you're earning $250,000, maybe you think it's $2 million. But, you know, it's all extremely relative. But for middle class, and again, this is very relative, there is very definitely money available for the middle class. And often middle class people say, well, you know, there are all these grants for the poor, and then the rich, they have money anyway, and here I am caught in the middle, and there's nothing for me. And the fact is that there is a lot of financial aid for what I would consider the middle class. Of course, I'm an educator, and so maybe my middle class is lower than your middle class. You know, that might differ based on where you're coming from. But one thing I would suggest is that anyone who's thinking of college, remember that money depends on, it depends on how much you need. And there's a thing which is called an estimated family contribution. And if when you fill out the FAFSA, it's determined that your family can afford $10,000, for example, then $10,000 would be subtracted from any financial offer that a college gave you. But if you were going to a college that costs $40,000, that means you'd be eligible for $30,000. So, you know, your income could be pretty high. But if you were going to a college that cost only $10,000, then that's, when I say